And head coach Bob McKillop joining us as it's time for tonight's postgame coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd in 1992, Davidson graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Just call Ashton at 704-696-2424. Coach, this game got off to a back-and-forth start, especially throughout that first half, but it was the Davidson Wildcats that closed strong to pick up this win here tonight.
Well, I'm not so sure it was a back-and-forth game for a long time here. We were on our heels defensively, and they made a couple of threes to start right out of the gate, and I think they jumped us 12-3. And we just sometimes struggle to get cohesiveness with our offense, and that's complicated by the fact that we have to take it through the net, number one. And number two, they put some patient pressure against us, which delayed us even more. So our bad offense, in which we had a lot of unforced turnovers, led to run-out baskets for them, transition baskets for them, and points on the board for them. And we dug out of the hole in the first half, and down by 4 points. And then we dug out of the hole again and then gave it up again. They got it up to 10, I think, 59-49. And then, boy, we just made play after play. And you pick out the guy in the roster. I think one thing that jumps out was Carter Collins is beating the guy for the loose ball here right in front of you guys, going the length of the court on an out-of-bounds defense and then finishing the play and then coming down the next possession and making a three. That five-point turn by Carter cut it from 10, I think, to 5. And now there's breathing room and there's life and there's energy. And our guys fought. Our guys fought. And we spoke after the LaSalle game about having three games. Let's take these three games as conference tournament preparation. And we got Fordham, we got St. Bonaventure, and now we got this one. And so eerily reminiscent of last year at this point, winning the Rhode Island game and giving us a great momentum as we went to Washington. Let's hope this is a catalyst for us to go into Brooklyn.
And you mentioned Carter Collins in the equation for this game tonight. He seems to be a guy that you can just look at and tell him, hey, you need to go make a play for us.
Well, he's one of the easiest guys to coach because he does whatever you ask him to do, and he plays whatever role, the one spot, the two spot, the three spot, the four spot.
Coach, when you look at the second half compared to the first half it was pretty much even points in the paint. Second half, 24 points in the paint for Davidson, 6 for Richmond. I mean, you guys picked it up on like every level
in
the second half.
Well, Luca and Duca did a darn good job on Golden. He had his way in against us in the first half, and he missed those chippies in the second half. And, give Kellen and give John and Carter and Luke and Keyshawn tremendous credit because, their aggressive attack gave Luca those 4 opportunities for putbacks, and Luca had 4 putbacks. And, for him to play the minutes he played, guard the number of ball screens he had to guard, the energy that he had to have to do that, what a statement about his effort tonight.
I want to build upon John Axel right now, the way he has shown off his connection with Luka Brankovic, that's John Axel, the way they're finding each other, as well as John's continued development as a leader on the court, especially at the end of a game.
Well, he makes big foul shots. He gets to the line. He makes big threes. And how about all those defensive stops we had there at the end? My goodness gracious. I think Luke had a block. I think Kellen had a great stop. I think Carter, Keyshawn, John, Luka, everyone had great stops there at the end.
The other thing, your defense led to better offense also, I think, in the second half.
No doubt. You don't take the ball through the net, and you much more in the open court. We were in the open court. We're pretty good.
But you really switched it up, man-to-man versus zone, and it really seemed to throw them off stride in the second half.
Credit Kevin Kuick for that. He and Will Tony had the scout, and we wanted to break their rhythm, and Kevin suggested the way we did it was with pressure and in the zone, man, then showing zone, going man, then showing man and going zone. So we did a number of things, and just very, very pleased with this victory tonight.
And Coach, 1 point during the game, and Jake Belford had made a great point. When they went to check the shot clock, you never know how teams are going to come out. The Wildcats responded with a 7-0 run over the next minute after they went to fix the clock issue.
Yeah, I remember them checking the shot clock, actually the three-point line, whether a three was a three or two at Ohio State in 2006. And Ohio State went on a 7-0 run on us at that point, so a bit of memory of checking the shot clock or checking the three-point line.
And, Coach, final thing for you, the guys Gilliard, Golden on the other side, every time you tried to pull, they seemed to have an answer until the end. Were you able to push through?
Yeah, you know, they're terrific players, only sophomores, and it bodes very well for Richmond in the future to have those two guys back in the fold.
Well, Coach, congratulations. Thanks for stopping by. A little momentum as you get set to head to Brooklyn next week.
Thank you.